Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 114. When Israel went out from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water. The word tremble is a word that I've always liked. It could be used for someone who is feeling anxious, someone who is feeling overly excited, or someone who is frail and frightened. Perhaps you've trembled at times in your life, waiting for the report from the doctor on your health, anticipating with great joy meeting the famous singer you've always admired, receiving an elaborate, unexpected gift from a friend, waiting to receive the consequences of a major mistake you made, or grave sin against a neighbor. Maybe you've even trembled when you've come face to face with the glory of God's creation. So imagine how amazed the Israelites must have been to see and feel the earth tremble when the Lord revealed God's word to Moses in the Ten Commandments. How awestruck they must have been when the River Jordan, by the hand of God, was made to be held back for them so that they could flee Egypt. Or how they must have trembled in great awe when they witnessed God's power in parting the Red Sea so that his people might escape from Pharaoh and certain death. After hundreds of years of captivity, God's rescue of his people out of Egypt and back to the land of Canaan was more than simply amazing. It was fulfillment of God's promise that he would always be with them. While the Israelites trembled at these things which God had done for them, even in their continual disobedience and sin, they also sang many songs of thanksgiving and praise for the greatness of God and for his mighty acts to save them. Friends, we also would do well to tremble at God's mighty acts and promises which are still for us today. The greatest act, taken for us because of the steadfast love of the Lord our God, was the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God the Father's only Son, on the cross and the resurrection to new life which he made ours also. The presence of the Lord, the same Lord of Jacob, is still where he says he will be. In his word, when we are reading or hearing it as we wonder what the doctor will tell us, when we are recalling a special blessing of a friend, or as we are shedding tears over our own sin. The presence of the Lord remains with us in our baptisms, when the Holy Spirit creates in us a new and clean heart for the Lord, preparing us for life in a world hostile to God. The presence of the Lord is with us in Holy Communion, when by his grace through faith, God gives us his very body and blood for the forgiveness of all our sins. The faithful Israelites trusted the promise that God would rescue them and send a Savior for their eternal salvation. We continue, this side of the cross, to trust God's promise that through his Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. He is with us through all our sorrows, sufferings, and trials, and he will never stop loving us. Salvation is ours. The Lord our God has led us out of eternal death and into eternal life with him in heaven. Thanks be to God. May we all tremble with joy and thanksgiving at that great news. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great works for our salvation, for the daily blessings which we receive from you, and for your faithfulness to your promises and your steadfast love in all times and places, to us, your redeemed and forgiven children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.